Letters from Our Readers, January-February 2022, by Beyond Today Editor. Readers of Beyond Today magazine share their thoughts in the January-February 2022 issue. Seven Scientific Proofs of God. I wanted to offer my sincerest thanks for this excellent piece. As a certified biology teacher, researcher, and statistician, I have sometimes been troubled by the little bit of knowledge accrued in my past education. Your article was so well written and convincing, I was moved to tears when I finished. Thank you, thank you, thank you. From the Internet. Why are so many abandoning Christianity? I tend to believe that morality has little to do with this trend. It has more to do with the Internet and television exposing Christianity's judgmentalism and hypocrisy, as well as the horrific things that occurred in Catholicism. It's the many Christian preachers who are in it for the money that have destroyed Christianity. I could go on, but I think you see my point. God bless your ministry. From the Internet. Christmas. Is it really glory to the newborn king? I agree with the article that Jesus probably wasn't born on December 25th, but the fact is that he was born. I gladly celebrate the birth of Jesus on December 25th and put a nativity set out of my front yard, though I realize Christmas has become all about presents, Santa Claus, etc., today. What day of the year do you celebrate as being Jesus' birthday? Because he was born, as the Bible clearly says. From the Internet. The Bible is clear that we must worship God the Father and Jesus Christ in the manner they tell us to. Using the Bible as the guide for our worship, we see plain commands to observe holy days like Passover, Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacles. In contrast, as is pointed out in the article, Christmas had its origins in pagan celebrations and was adopted as a holiday centuries after the original apostles were dead and the New Testament was written. Jesus condemned the religious leaders of his day for their religious hypocrisy, using extremely strong language taken from the prophet Isaiah, "Hypocrites." Well, did Isaiah prophesy you, saying, "These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me? And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." Matthew 15:7-9, quoting Isaiah 29:13. Our stance is that we should avoid that same condemnation from Jesus Christ and teach others the truth from the Bible. Given the well-known, widely verified pagan history of Christmas, and the fact its celebration is promoted nowhere in the Bible, we choose to honor God the Father and Jesus Christ by not participating in such observances. Thanks for the free publications. Thank you for your site. I've been a follower of Beyond Today for many years. I have your Bible study course lessons and most of your booklets. I've used much of your teaching materials in my own small classes in my home. I just wanted to commend all of you for a great job. Thank you for all you do. From the Internet. Reader in search of a local congregation. I want to keep the biblical Sabbath. For years I've wondered why no one kept the Sabbath. Can you please tell me if there is a United Church of God congregation near me? Reader in Georgia. We have congregations in many areas. You can find the one closest to you at ucg.org/congregations. We hope to see you at Sabbath service soon. Comments from around the world. This is to say many thanks for your extreme love, kindness, and generosity. I am so deeply grateful to you for these booklets, which are also so greatly valued and appreciated. You are always in my prayers. May our Lord God richly bless you all. Reader in the United Kingdom. It is with great joy that I received from you the most recent issue with the explanation of the truths of the Holy Scriptures, the Bible. It is very pleasant that the United Church of God, which has branches and congregations all over the world, has turned its eyes also to our sinful country. With great pleasure, I read your magazine and study your Bible courses. I know that God gives the greatest gifts to people who agree to be reconciled to Him and begin a new life in accordance with the teachings of the Bible. God's greatest gift is eternal life. Reader in Russia. I cannot wait for the study guide to arrive here in South Africa. I have a sincere wish to further my quest to learn more about our Heavenly Father. I have been receiving Beyond Today magazine for some time now. I must confess I find the magazine and your booklets very instructive, and I have learnt a lot. I have read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation 3 times already, but don't always grasp the meaning. But I learned such a lot from just reading your magazines. I have just read the September-October issue. What a wealth of well-written and informative articles. I am wanting to acquire multiple copies to share with several of my friends. Thank you and keep up the great work. Reader in South Africa. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.